Anti-government protesters in Thailand are threatening to use more aggressive measures in their fight for fresh elections. As part of a new strategy, they've stopped wearing red shirts to make it harder for troops to find them. They've also set up checkpoints outside Bangkok in order to prevent troops from travelling into the capital.
We are checking Bangkok-bound vehicles to prevent the police reinforcement from entering, as they want to kill people in Bangkok.
Fears are mounting that the army may use force to evict the protesters, who've been camping out in central Bangkok for weeks. The red shirts support former ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who expressed concerns to protest leaders about a violent crackdown.
Thaksin phoned in last night. He was heard from the stage. He told us that he is in good health and there is no problem. He's worried about all the people down here, that there will be another crackdown. He's afraid that the government will use war weapons to kill people.
Fears of a civil conflict are growing after the government rejected the Red Shirts' compromise offer at the weekend and after the home of a senior Thai politician was attacked with a grenade. Meanwhile, the protests are having an impact on Thailand's economy. A government spokesman said on Monday that if the demonstrations continue for up to 3 months, economic growth for 2010 could weaken. Kirsty Basser, Reuters.